Okay, we're now joined by our race-winning team today, members of the number one Trackhouse Racing Chevrolet, crew chief Phil Surgeon and owner Justin Marks. We'll get right to questions to these race-winning gentlemen. We'll start up here in the front to with Zach and then go to Jenna.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Justin, for you, first and foremost, congratulations. But this was a year where you guys didn't have as much success as you did last year. How do you look at what this 23 season was for you guys, and how much can this help build momentum into 24?
Yeah, I mean, I'm every bit as proud of this season than I was of last season. I mean, the series has gotten tougher. I mean, it's just, you know, these big teams, these teams that are bigger than us have a lot of resources to figure out these cars. And now these, you know, it's everybody's understanding the cars, you know, more and more, what it takes to make them go fast. The drivers are understanding how to drive them. So just the level of competition seems to have gotten much more difficult this year. So, you know, look, I mean, we won two races, you know, three in the organization. I mean, I think it's a wonderful success. I think the playoffs are just very, very difficult. One race can make a difference. You know, Ross had some great races in the playoffs, and the one team put up a heck of a fight, but it's just so difficult to get to Phoenix. So, I think, you know, this is a very successful season, another season that rewarded all the hard work in the company with multiple wins. And a lot of happy people, and it definitely gives us, some momentum during the winter to get fired up for next year and try to, you know, make it back to Phoenix with a championship run.
Jenna Fryer, AP. I guess for either of you, but Phil might know more. Obviously, you want to win the race, but very rarely does a non-championship contender win the race. It's been since Denny Hamlin in 13 at Homestead, since it had been done. How much of that was this team's desire to go out and win? And also, how much was it, you know, because Blaney and Ross were racing each other really hard. Was it, I'm a Chevy guy, and this Ford is racing Chevys as well. I've got to keep him back there.
Yeah, we have the same desire to win every week. And, you know, the championship implication in that moment really didn't matter to us. Our goal this weekend was to win the race. So running hard for the lead is what we got to do to win, and that's simply what it was.
Were you surprised when Blaney ran him in back?
No, I mean, it's his championship race. He's got a lot to lose. He's going to run as hard as he thinks he needs to secure that. So I wasn't surprised that it was a hard fight.
Go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports for Justin. Can you give me a sense of perspective? We see a younger driver win today, youngest, championship four. The last three champions, Chase, Kyle, Joey, now Ryan, your guys aren't old. You're trying to do things and change the sport, trying to get into new areas in the sport. When there is a changing of the guard or more of a youthful driver base having more success, how can you play it and what does that mean? How can this success of these guys carry from your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're not trying to change the sport. I think we're trying to do some things that are uniquely Trackhouse and just getting creative in our sort of personality and you know, bringing things to the fans that are exciting and to our partners that are exciting. So, you know, I think the sport is definitely skewing younger, and to me, that's opportunity. To me, that's exciting because, you know, you look at the drivers are skewing younger because the tools that they have at 14, 15, 16 years old are really unprecedented. And so they're just cup ready. The talented ones are cup ready at so much younger of an age. And I don't think that that's going to change anytime soon. And I think that's tremendous opportunity because it represents future. And I take a lot of pride in the fact that we're, you know, there's young ownership in this team, and there's young ownership at 2311. And there's, you know, young ownership at some of these places that are, you know, trying to do things their own way and trying to be unique and thinking about branding and storytelling and just, the way that they come to the racetrack. And so I think that's opportunity for our sport. And I think it's exciting for the future. I mean, you know, you saw these guys have battled in the top four today in this season. And, you know, a lot of the others like Ross and Daniel are going to be fighting and battling each other for many, many years to come. And I think it's an exciting thing.
Go to Lee in the back and then Greg.
Lee Spencer, catchfence.com. Justin, just kind of curious, Daniel seemed a little, I'm trying to say this delicately, put off. He felt like he wasn't getting everything that he needed when he talked to us yesterday. And I'm just kind of curious, do you anticipate any more support going to the 99 team in 2024?
I mean, one thing that we've always said is that, you know, Daniel's and Ross's success is our success as an organization. And we fight with everything that we've got to fight with to give both of those guys an opportunity to win every single week. And, you know, it's they struggled a little bit this year. I mean, you know, they've been fast at times and they've had some, you know, really, really great races. But we owe it to Daniel and to the organization this winter to take a real hard look at that 99 program and make sure that we are surrounding him in 2024 with all the tools and you know, the things that he needs to be successful. And so, I mean, I think, you know, in any multi-car organization, there's one or two that are you know, behind the others for a number of different reasons, whether it's just it's data or information or process or culture or, you know, whatever. So, you know, we just have to take a hard look at that and you know, make sure that we re-rack the deck in 2024 with a tremendous opportunity for him to go out and be successful, because we've got the people and the partners and the tools to have both these cars in the playoffs and fighting in every round. So, you know, like I said, we owe it to him. He's a tremendous human being. He's a tremendously talented race car driver that wants it as much as anybody else out here. And we're going to try really, really hard to make sure that next season, you know, replicates 2022.
Go to Greg.
Congratulations, both you guys and the whole team. Would this be a perfect example? Because, you know, since you started this deal, you've always wanted to be like the disruptor of sorts, right? Is this kind of a perfect example of that, where you guys come in here and you win the race, Justin, and you're like disrupting the natural flow of things, and that's the way it is, and that's the way you are, and, you know, coming out here winners?
Yeah, I mean, I think when it comes to on the racetrack, we're just trying to win. I mean, I think when I talk about disruption, it's like, you know, how can we be, you know, a compelling team in the series, an exciting team in the series, and one that people and partners and fans pay attention to. So that's what I mean by that. But, you know, certainly it sort of is organically worked out that we are lucky enough to have these really cool, special moments, whether it's, you know, being the first in whatever 10 years or whatever to win the season finale as a non-contender of the championship, or riding the wall wide open, or getting the first, you know, Mexican-born race winner in the sport of Cup. I mean, it's just really kind of cool that it happens that way. But at the end of the day, we have a great culture in the company. We have a lot of really, really valuable people that really like working here. And when it comes to on the racetrack stuff, we just try to be fast and just try to win. And the more we win, the better everything else gets. So,
Justin, Phil, thank you for your time, and congratulations on the win today.